Hello, it's Thursday, October the 22nd, and hard to believe that next week we'll be almost through with October and into November. Again, trust that you're all well, and as I record these a week in advance, there may be some more news coming to you shortly, and it may already have come to you, about more attempts at reopening various things, but especially Wednesday at first. And we'll be letting you know in announcements and first things, and perhaps by email and other means. Now, we're looking at the Psalms, and today we have a wonderful little psalm, Psalm 85, a short little psalm, verse 13 verses. And it's a psalm about revival. It says, for example, it begins, "Lord, you were favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sins. You withdrew all your wrath. You turned from your hot anger. Restore us again," or in some translations, "revive us again, O God of our salvation." And then in verse 6, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you?" A revival. I think of the 1740s. Just a few weeks ago, I was in the old white church. It's just ruins now, but it's near Charleston. And I walked around the perimeter of this church that was there in the 1740s when George Whitefield made his visits to South Carolina and elsewhere, and he preached in this church. So I kind of imagined walking out. I went inside the ruins and just imagined George Whitefield with that powerful, powerful voice of his. And there would have been thousands of people there. So he probably preached from outside the building in what is a fairly large churchyard, and I imagined hundreds, if not thousands, of people. In the 1740s, hundreds of thousands of people came to saving faith here in South Carolina and in New England and in other places in the world, in England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, and so on. Although then it would just have been Ireland. But it's a prayer for God to revive his church. We desperately need that right now as we think of the church, not just here in the United States, but worldwide, and the effect of the pandemic and the lockdown and the loss of habit and so on. We need God to revive his work, to fill the churches once again with his people. So a very, very appropriate psalm today, calling upon God to do a work of revival, to magnify and glorify his name. Well, the Lord bless you today.